Hey everyone, welcome to the Dad Talks Podcast, the podcast where we bring dads together to share stories in order to encourage and inspire other dads to be better every day. I'm your host, JT Zrodnik. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Dad Talks. If I could go back to 2020 and tell my younger self something, it would be this quote. I would say, remember that this moment is not your life. It's just a moment in your life. Focus on what is in front of you right now. Ignore what it represents or it means and why it happened to you. I think I would go back to my future self in January 2020. And I would do January mainly because I'd like to kind of just pick on myself a little bit. Because January 2020, right? I remember it's 2020, the year of vision. Everything's going to be fantastic. And I still remember that date because I was writing a blog, which, yeah, I know I should get after that. Writing a blog and was like, this is the year of vision, right? Everybody's writing, this is the year of vision. It's going to be amazing. And I would show up and say that quote to myself. And I think JT of January 2020, who's a little prideful, a little arrogant, you know, thinks he's awesome because he has a blog that, you know, his mom reads, but he's cool. And I think JT in that moment would go, okay, maybe he's trying to humble me because something amazing is going to happen from this blog and it's going to be awesome and I'm going to be famous, right? I mean, I 100%, I think that's exactly how it interpreted. And then March would come and punch me right in the face. And as I would sit there crying, just thinking life is over, because it felt like it was, that this would pop up in my head and say, hey, remember that this is not your life. It is just a moment in your life, right? Focus on what is in front of you and not asking why it happened or what is going on, but focus what is in front of you. Now, I'm not saying that this would have magically changed my situation, because I think it would have taken me a while to remember this quote, but to have it in my head and remind me, like, this isn't you for the rest of your life. Because at that moment, that's how it felt. It felt like everything was over, right? My life had built up to this point, and now it's just done. Everything I thought to be true and right was just over. And so I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like that. And it doesn't have to be as traumatic as a divorce and losing your job or getting arrested. You know, I mean, it can be just simple things where you thought it was, life was going one way, and then a comment or an argument or something happens. You're just like, oh man, how do I move forward with this? Because here's the thing for me, like, those traumatic things happen every day, but I am a superhero, or at least according to John Acuff, right? And what he would say is my superpower, because it's similar, he has the same one, is overthinking. A great example of this actually just happened the other day at work. So I was at the job site, left because I was going to go to my house, get some things, and there's a tool that I wanted to get for the job. So I go to my house, do everything that I need, drive back to the job site. As I'm getting to the job site, right, about to turn in, I go, dang it, I completely forgot the tool. You tool, what a tool. So I sat there for a few seconds saying, okay, maybe I just keep going. Maybe I just drive past and I'll go back and get it. No, go in. So I go in and it's a circle drive or exit, whatever, for this place. So I go in. Oh, let's go back out. And I do the circle. I do the full circle of the entrance to this place because I'm going, maybe, yes, no, maybe. And I'm about to do a second circle of like, yeah, no, let's get in. Go, no, maybe we should, no, we'd be good. Maybe, good. Right? Overthinking. So eventually I go, just go inside. Go inside, look at it, see if you can do it without it, and you'll be fine. Just move on. Just make a decision, move forward. All right? So that is literally me overthinking. And figuratively, that's exactly, I mean, that's the perfect example of overthinking, is that you come to a decision, right? There's a fork in the road or turn, and you look at it for a while, and you kind of, oh, maybe, yeah, so, well, let's go for it. Oh no, I'm in it. And so we just do that loop, right? You just loop and around and around. And that's exactly what I do, you know, and I did, right? In the past 2 years, of just the stuff I was going through, I would just sit in that loop. And I would just, I would go back of the woulda, shoulda, coulda, maybe if I did this, would have this changed? And maybe if I did this, or maybe this happened, or okay, but if I do this, what is going to happen? You know, and I was thinking so far in the future of like, well, I don't necessarily want, you know, start a painting business because I don't want to be a painter, and I don't want to, and I'd be second that, and what if I do this, and this doesn't work out, and that doesn't happen, and should you date? Should you move? Should you do this? Well, no, yes, maybe, well, if we do, and just going in that loop, staying in a circle. And it's awful because you're not going anywhere, right? So you just get completely worn out because you feel like you're doing something, but you're going in circles, right? Like, yeah, no, I'm taking action, I'm doing stuff, but most of the time, stuff we're doing isn't getting us out of there, right? We're just continuing in that circle. And that's why, I mean, overthinking, and especially, you know, overthinking causes it in these traumatic situations, or just, and not, again, doesn't have to be a major divorce or, you know, whatever, just overthinking, you get anxiety and paralyzed because you can't move because you're just stuck in that loop. And it's like, I have to get out of this loop to be able to move forward, right? And so that's where I got to, where I was like, I can sit in this endless cycle of me just whining, complaining, continuing to just overthink everything that happened. Or I can get out of the loop, right? Just like I did with the job side of saying, okay, I could go here for a while and go back. What if we just go take a step forward and see what happens? And that's what I did. Took a step forward, went the thing, and it worked out. It was as simple as that. And that's, right, as I said, just overthinking at its core. So how do you move forward? So here's the five things that I did that helped me get out of my overthinking. And if you listen to the end, there's a bonus one for you. So there'd be six, but these are the five. And now, I like, again, John Acuff, great guy. Maybe someday he'll listen to this and I end up on his show. Same thing that he says, where people are like, here's the, you know, 7 or 10 things I do every morning and I have a routine, it's fantastic, I'm just amazing. And you're like, you do all 10 of those in an hour? Like, there's no way. And so these are five things I did over 2 years. Some of them I continue to do, some I don't do anymore. It was just in a season. And so the thing with these, how these tasks, these activities help you with your overthinking is that they pull you out of the loop and they help you focus on the present. I hope you focus on the actual tangible things, right? Instead of the what ifs, instead of the past or the future, it brings you back into the present. And so that's what I found with these, where when I began to think so far out, or I go back in the past and worry about the history, all these places, this would bring me back to the present and say, okay, yep, this is where I am. This is just a moment. How do I process through it and continue on my life? So here's the five things. Number one, gratitude. And a simple way that I did this, I was somewhat, I mean, smarter than me, figured out, right? Gratitude, at the end of the night, write 3 blessings from the day before you go to sleep. Just simple. One word or just a little sentence, maybe. Not much. That's all you do. So I just got one of those tiny little notebooks, you know, pocket notebooks. I sat it by my bed on my nightstand and a pen. And so before I turned off my light, there it is. I'd write, here's the 3 things. And it was fantastic because, yeah, there was days you're like, I'm not really grateful for much. But it forced you to think about what happened. And, you know, and I mean, it would be like, I took a shower. You know, there's some days it's like that. It's not something amazing that, oh, you know, I met the love of my life, or I did this amazing thing. Like, no. It was this, or someone texted me, or I read something. Just simple things, right, to get you out of that negative loop and focus you on the present. So first one was gratitude. Number two, actually 2 and 3 basically similar things, just different ways to journal. So number two was just straight up journaling. And I have a journal. I have numerous journals, actually. I have one that I keep with myself that I do for my morning, you know, devotional quiet time, whatever you want to call it. And then I have just another one just for my random thoughts. And so I just like to write stuff down. I even journal then on my phone, right? And videos and process through and podcasts is a way. I mean, there's numerous ways you can journal. The idea is to get your thoughts out of your head, onto paper or, you know, on a phone where you can listen to them, to where then you can hear your thoughts outside of you, to where, right, you get that space of going, oh, this is what it is. What is it giving you? Perspective. So journaling is a fantastic way to stay present, because the other thing, I can go back now and read where I was a year, 2, 3 years ago and go, oh, I'm glad I'm not there anymore. Here's a lesson I've learned, right? And it helps you in this moment. Another journal entry thing that I did was, again, somebody famous did it and they recommended it, but it was from somebody else. I can't remember all of them. Three things that you do at the end of the day. Actually, it's like an hour before you go to bed, so you can kind of process through them and chew on them a little bit. First, you write something you do. What were you excited about today? So that's number one. Number two then is, what drained you from today? And then what did you learn about yourself today? So what were you excited about? What drained you? And what did you learn? And this one I didn't do as long, just because it was a little harder for me to do, just because you're like, today I was excited about this. And you're like drained, you could kind of get, and then learn about yourself. Oof. But I think they say, you know, 30 days. I quit. I think it 2 weeks, and it was interesting, you know, and I did learn some stuff about myself of seeing specifically like with my business and things I've enjoyed. But that's just another way to kind of help you focus your thoughts and kind of see, okay, here's really what I did enjoy. Here's what drained me. Why did it, you know, help you with the what ifs and kind of what you're working through. Number four of how to overcome the overthinking loop is self-talk soundtracks. And soundtracks, stole it again, John Acuff, his book Soundtracks is fantastic. I mean, this is where a lot of this overthinking stuff comes. And so there's two soundtracks that he uses that I stole right from him. He said, you could. Okay, I would. And they helped out so much. The first one is, things are working out for me. And it seems stupid and simple. And it's not like, say it all happy of like, yep, see, things are working out for me. My house is on fire. Like, no, no, no. Paying attention to what's happening and going, yeah, things are working out. And so like his example, and it happened to me as well, you know, where you're running late, but because you're late allowed you to, you know, do something else. And it actually worked out. Or late, which meant you missed this traffic jam or whatever it might be. Like there's things like that. You go, yeah, see, things are working out. And it forces you to begin to look at the positive instead of just like, well, nothing's working for me. And then the other one he says, and he took this from Kanye West, which, hey, okay, Kanye West is not a theologian, and this might cause some people to stop listening because I just said Kanye, but props easy. So he says the next soundtrack is, my life is dope. And it's stupid. But it really is one way to make yourself smile, because I'd be doing something and I'd be like, yeah, my life is dope. Mainly it's funny because if you know me, I mean, I'm about as white bread as you can get. And so for me to be like, dope, okay, dude, really? I mean, how many times in your life is like, that's dope, bro? I don't. But it's just a fun phrase, just kind of remind yourself of like, yeah, my life is awesome. And these things that are happening, go, this is good. So you have gratitude, journal method of writing about the three things, self-talk, soundtracks, and then the last one, self-affirmations. And this is similar to self-talk, because the biggest thing with these two is how I talk to myself, right? Especially in that loop, I'd like, see, you're an idiot. You made a bad decision. Yep, see, I told you, you shouldn't have done that. And so, right, the things are working out for me going, hey, I didn't make a bad decision, but hey, it's going to work out. Things are working out for me. We've got this. And then the self-affirmations, this, again, Acuff originally took it from Zig Ziglar, and he has thing, and you can look it up. If you Google Zig Ziglar daily self-affirmation, he's got a thing, and you do it for 30 days. And I did it for 30 days, and then I did Acuff's thing. I don't know if I did it for 30 days, but you do it morning and night. And it's amazing, because it's just simple phrases that just are positive and speaking truth into your life. And you may, you know, whatever you want to say about it, it's fine. And you might, that's stupid, that's ridiculous. For me, it was really good, because my self-talk to myself is awful. And so beginning to say, like, you are smart, you are a good businessman, you are a good dad, you are these things, even if I don't completely believe them, it's beginning to train my brain of like, yeah, you are, and you start living that way. So that one was huge, of helping me talk to myself in a more positive manner. So gratitude, journal about what your blessings, journal just to process your thoughts, the journal entry of the three things, what you're excited about, drained you, learned, self-talks, your soundtracks, five, and then self-affirmations. And then the bonus, here's this one. This is mind-blowing. This is life-changing, absolutely life-changing. So if you're driving, stop. So you can take this note, write it down, get your pen, get your paper, get your phone, whatever it might be. Here it is. Number six, how to get out of the overthinking loop. Nap. Take a nap. You're welcome. That will change your life. Now, here's the caveat to it, though. Not a depression nap, because we've all done that, to where you're just like, I'm tired and I'm going to sleep for the rest of the day. That keeps you in your spot. That doesn't help. A nap of what I would do, I would set a timer. It's either 20, 25 minutes. Say, I'm just going to take a little bit to rest. What does that do? Basically, it kind of just wipes your mind. Not wipes your mind in that sense, but it's like a restart of your computer, right? To where you're busy, restart, fired up back again. And that helped me so many times where I'd just be stressed. I'm like, oh, I can't do it. I just go take a nap because the nap, right, means my body has to relax. The anxiety, all that, I've got to be able to rest to be able to, you know, I've got to get that taken care of so I can actually nap. And that was huge because I would nap, go, okay, let's go face this problem. So yeah, I mean, knock it and you say, I don't have time for nap. That's another issue. If you don't have time for nap, you need to make time because you're stressing, you're overthinking, thinking you're more important than you are. Everyone's got time for nap and it's great. So those are the five, six ways to help you get out of your overthinking loop, to help you understand that, right, this, that moment that you're in is just a moment. It's not your life. So quit overthinking so much and just take a step. Take a step forward to begin to live in the present moment and get everything out of it that you can, because you do it day by day by day. That day builds into weeks. That week builds into months. That month begins to build into years. That's where the change comes and you look back and go, oh my goodness, I'm going exactly the direction I want.
So let me close just with another excerpt from the Ryan Holiday's book, The Obstacle is the Way. He says this, our actions give us the confidence to ignore or control our perceptions. We prove and support our will with our actions.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of Dad Talks. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment and leave a review. And make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any episodes.